So we've just recorded a series of three audio recordings for the marketing DVD, which will be provided for free updates to the owners of the Mastery Marketing workshop on DVD. And those three updates consist of what to do at art shows and what not to do at art shows, and also how to cope with the recession.
Yes.
With a difficult economic situation like we have now. And of course, that can be adapted, of course, for people that don't do shows. I mean, obviously, the recommendations that we make are not specific to art shows. They are specific to salesmanship and to marketing, things that you want to do when you market your work, regardless of where you sell it. I mean, even if you sell it on the internet, I think that that would apply.
Definitely.
And definitely what to do during a recession would apply also regardless of where you sell, whether it's on the internet, at galleries, resale, wholesale, consignment. All of that is definitely addressed by that. The thing that I wanted to talk about also is the importance of marketing your work, because what we see happen a lot right now are artists that did okay, you know, and sometimes even good during, let's say, the good years, you know, before the recession, but we were not marketing at all and thought, you know, I don't need to market. My work is selling all by itself because it's beautiful. That's what they thought. And all of a sudden, we encounter a more difficult situation in terms of sales. And guess what happens? Their sales stop altogether.
Yes.
And the reason for that is because, in a sense, they were benefiting from a situation in which people had an enormous amount of disposable income. They were buying whatever struck their fancy.
That's
they would
true.
See artwork that they like and they would just buy it. And in a sense, you did not need to market much.
Or they just totally relied on the promoters to do the marketing for them. For
you mean in terms
show.
Of shows, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
In terms of shows. You know.
Or rely on the gallery owners.
Exactly.
Or the store owners to do the marketing. And then all of a sudden, the gallery starts to lose business and maybe the stores sell less or the show organizers do less marketing. And all of a sudden, they have to do some marketing, and they don't know how to do it, and they don't even know if they need to do marketing, and they might not even know marketing at all.
Well, I think the mistake right now is that, you know, they think, I can't afford to market. I don't have the money to put into marketing.
Right. They cut costs, and the first thing that goes is the marketing. And if it never was there in the first place, then they don't want to spend money on something that they never spent money before. And we know that that's the wrong thing to do.
Right, definitely.
The first thing to do when you have a difficult situation in sales is market more. And we actually know that when things go well, you should market more anyway. You should always market as much as you can. And we know also that marketing takes a lot of time and a lot of knowledge. I mean, between you and I, you know, we spend maybe 50% of our time marketing. I mean, I do most of the marketing.
Yes.
And you do
fulfillment,
filling the orders and all of the book work. And we know how much time it takes, you know, to do the marketing. And artists that have done well in the past without marketing, right now, if they don't start marketing their work, they're going to go out of business. They're going to be the first ones to go out of business. Because right now, you can't sell something just because it's pretty and you hope people like it. You have to do more. You have to market. And that's what the purpose of the marketing DVD is. And I'm sure a lot of people that are listening to this podcast are thinking, well, how do I market my work? What do I have to do? Tell me the secret. Well, there's really not one secret. The secret is that you have to have a system.
Exactly.
You have to have a system that works without you having to constantly reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to come up on Monday morning and think, oh, it's not, nothing is selling, what do I do? You want to have a system and you want to trust that system.
Well, when I sell at shows, I have like a workflow, basically, mm-hmm. that I follow.
A selling workflow.
A selling workflow,
right.
A salesmanship workflow, or whatever you want to call it. And if I have another artist talking to me, I'll say, you know, excuse me, but I need to make a sale. And I just kick right in.
Right.
And
you follow your workflow. Yeah, because one of the mistakes that we cover, not to talk about everything that we cover, but one of the things that we cover that is a no-no, so to speak, is artists that talk to other artists instead of talking to their customers.
Exactly.
And that's, we are definitely not doing shows or not selling our work in order to meet other artists. We can have social times with artists by having get-togethers and all of that at our house or at their house. A show is a place where we are there to make money to sell our work. And so it's important to sell to customers.
I definitely think the Marketing Mastery DVD, the audio CD, these updates on the podcasts are just invaluable to anybody. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be an artist. I mean, this applies for all fields, you know.
Of marketing, right.
Yeah, because every business has to market.
Every business has to market. And the thing that's very important is that a lot of the techniques that you use to market my work is or are coming out of other fields. That is, we've taken ideas and concepts that are used to market a wide range of product. But the one thing in common to all these products is that they are high-end products.
Exactly.
That is, they are quality products. We don't take much ideas from Walmart, right?
No, I won't even consider doing postcards
right,
for
Walmart. Because we don't market items that are inexpensive. We market items that are very expensive. We market items that are really what I would consider very high-end. You know, quality items. We do quality, we don't do quantity, as I always say. And so we've taken ideas, but we've adapted them to photography.
Well, right now, you wouldn't have that volume that you need
right.
to be selling at Walmart or doing these huge wholesale mm-hmm. accounts because the volume of customers is just not there right now.
Right, the volume has been drastically reduced, and so you have to make up by selling pieces that are more expensive. And if you used to sell, let's say, 10 pieces at $50 a month, right now you might be selling 2 pieces at $50 a month, and that's nothing. I mean, to run a business, you need much more income than that.
Definitely.
And so that's, you know, to answer the question, how do I market my work? The answer is, it's a system, and it's a system that we've outlined on the Marketing Mastery Workshop on DVD in about 30 different steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, understanding what each of the steps has to achieve and trying to simplify so that you can go basically and implement that system, you know, right away without having to reinvent the wheel.
Definitely.
Because that takes a lot of time.
I also think that it's very important for the Marketing Mastery DVD owners to know that the marketing always changes. You always have to adapt. It's not something that just stays the same all the time. As you do different shows in different markets, enter different levels of income, everything always changes, and you have to adapt and know exactly what you're doing for each of those.
Yeah, we've changed our marketing a lot since we started. I mean, we started 12 years ago, and if we go back and we look at what we were doing in the beginning, it was totally different than today. Plus, in the beginning, we did not understand marketing.
Well, at the end of every show or endeavor, I always like to reflect.
Mm.
Just like I did when I was teaching art.
Right.
What worked? What didn't work? What right. do I need to fix for the next time I do this?
Yeah.
And I take notes. I have a notebook at the show. I write all of this down. I'm not going to remember after I pack up and drive home. I'm exhausted.
Exactly.
So it's very important.
Yeah, and you learn what worked, and you learn what doesn't work or what did not work, and you get smarter and smarter.
Yes.
And you do that for 12 years, and you become extremely knowledgeable. And I think at this point, I think it's fair to say that we are marketing experts in the field of photography, that we have not only gathered an enormous amount of knowledge that we make available to our students, but also we've watched very carefully, we've observed what other artists do, and we've seen what works for them and what doesn't work for them. And it's very important to know both what works and what doesn't work, because you want to do what works and you want to make sure that you don't do what doesn't work, as opposed to us in the beginning when, you know, as I said, we did not even know what marketing was. I thought, if somebody had asked me when I started my business, Alan, tell me what is marketing, I would have said, it's putting a price tag, it's saying for sale.
Exactly.
I thought that marketing was putting a price tag on something and saying it's for sale.
And then I just sit down and I wait, and somebody comes and buys it.
And I mean, we know for a fact that many of our students, when they approach us for, you know, studying marketing to get help with marketing their work, the first thing they say is, how do I price my work? And it's a very important step, but it's only one step. You want to have the whole system, you know, out of the 30 steps in the system, pricing is one step. That leaves 29.
Definitely.
that they really, you know, and we did not know either what they are. And those steps are actually the most important, because eventually price is very, very important. I mean, price defines everything, but price alone isn't going to sell your work. It's not because you price it right that all of a sudden it's going to sell like magic. Mm-hmm. You have to have the marketing to make people want to pay that money. And that's what it's all about. And that's very, very complex. And it you know, it's not complicated to do, but it's complex in learning it. And that's what took us so long. I mean, we went from not knowing what marketing was to having to hire marketers. Otherwise, we would never have taken off the ground. I mean, we would have been totally unable to sell anything. And we had to learn. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how we succeeded. You know, we had to learn how to sell the work, because what I knew was how to take a beautiful photograph and how to print it and how to mat it and how to frame it. But I had no idea how to make money with it. And most photographers are in that situation where they know how to make extremely fantastic image, beautiful photographs, very high quality. But then they have no idea how to get money for it. And the thing that they do when they don't know any better is put a very low price, thinking that they'll make up the loss on each sale by the volume of sale.
Right.
But as you said, the problem is there is no volume. There wasn't volume before. It's not like we were selling millions of photographs a year ago and now we're not. There never was volume. And there can't be volume because you're selling a high quality product.
Right.
And quality means low volume. You know, so you can't afford to lose money on each sale thinking that you're going to make it up on the volume, because what will happen is that you're going to lose money on each sale, but you'll not make it up. You won't make it up. And so it's just a loss. And a lot of artists are losing money, you know, even without the recession. That's irrelevant, you know, because they're not making up their cost. You know, when you tally all your costs, not just the cost of the ink and the paper, but your time, all of your expenses, it costs us a lot of money to do what we do. And if you don't recoup it and make a profit, a number of things happen. The first thing is you lose money. But that in itself might not be all that bad. But what happens is you become unable to save money, so you cannot buy new equipment. And we know that in digital photography, all the equipment is changing constantly. And so within 2 years, basically everything that we use today will have to be changed, will be different. And if you don't have that money saved for replacing all that equipment, for upgrading the software, upgrading the hardware, you know, and all of that, you can't continue.
That's true.
And one of the things that happen, and we see happen very, very frequently, are photographers that set up a studio, buy the latest hardware, software, everything. They design it to be the state of the art. Then they start selling much lower price than they should. And guess what? They quit. Because within 2 years, everything is outdated. They don't have the money to replace it. And they don't want to go back to the bank and get a loan. Because obviously they're still trying to repay the first one.
Right.
And it's very sad because, you know, you look at them and you're like, you know, the solution to your problem was to market your work better, was to know what you're doing.
Right.
And I think that's the situation we were in. I mean, if we hadn't learned how to market photography, you know, we would be in the same situation.
Oh, I agree. My recommendation for what is going on right now with the economy is definitely do not take out a loan to start your business. Use what you have. And if you cannot afford a large printer to do your own prints, then have a service bureau print it for you. You know?
Or make smaller prints and put them next to each other. You know, diptych or triptych or four prints.
Yes.
One image into four prints. We know a photographer
definitely
that does that and makes, you know, literally hundreds of thousands
right
great
now. Great.
Yeah. But he knows how to market them.
Yes.
No, it's very important. We know actually that in landscape photography today, in digital photography, it doesn't matter what kind you do, getting a loan is a big mistake, because the equipment will have to be replaced within 2 years. And if you get a loan that's 5 years, for example, that loan is continuing to be paid while the equipment is already outdated. You know, I mean, you know, it doesn't work. You have to be able to recoup your investment within a year or two, which means you have to sell either volume or you have to sell at a good price. And in art, there is no volume, so therefore it's a good price. And the marketing is basically how to generate, you know, sales at that level, you know, on a regular basis. So we're going to stop there, but I think that all of these are very important things to point out. And I also want to point out that the updates to the Mastery Marketing Workshop on DVD will be posted in the owner's area following this podcast, and that for those of you that don't have the Marketing Mastery Workshop on DVD, we have a special offer that will help you acquire this very important tutorial at a very, very good cost. And of course, all of the updates are free to everybody for as long as the DVD is current. That is, you know, we are at version 1 of the DVD, and as long as we don't have a version 2, and right now I have no plan on releasing a version 2, all of the updates are free to all of the owners.
Well, I think that's wonderful. I mean, like your Printing Mastery Workshop on DVD, you've had the updates page since 2006. I don't know of any other businesses that provide free updates for that long of a period of time, and they're extensive. I mean, it's good material. It's not just... you know, it's things that you can really use.
Well, the updates that we just that really created use. Are each an hour long, and there's three of them, so that's 3 hours of recording. I mean, this is not just a 10-minute little tip. You know, these are fundamental updates. And the value of the DVD is really in the updates. You know, that if you tally up what it would cost you to, you know, buy each of these updates instead of having everything at once, you know, you would get to a much higher total. And so, and of course, nothing today in digital, and that's why I came up with the concept of giving free updates, nothing today in digital lasts us very long. Not only the hardware and the software, but also the marketing. Marketing changes just as fast as the equipment.
This is definitely.
I mean,
that's right.
You know,
it does.
We would be silly to think that the equipment and the software change all the time, and that the marketing stays the same for years and years.
No,
it doesn't. I mean, we have been making changes to our marketing, literally. You know, not only on a yearly basis, but sometimes on a monthly basis. And so that's why the updates are so important.
Well, and sometimes with me, it'll be a show-by-show basis. Constantly reflecting how I'm going to do better and what I need to do, it'll be show-by-show.
And there was a time when we made actually major changes during the show.
Oh, yes.
We would have a one-week show, and we would change our approach during the show.
Definitely.
Because we were like, wow, this is working. Let's do more of this. Or that's not working. Let's stop that, you know. And, you know, we have the advantage as small business owners, and I think that every photographer fits that category, of being extremely flexible. We are not a multi-million dollar corporation. We don't have 200 employees to cater to, and we don't have shareholders to please. So if we want to make a change, that's it, you know. The idea is here, the change is here, can do it in 10 minutes.
Exactly.
On the fly, you know. And that's very, very important because it allows us to react to market conditions literally in live, in real time.
And it is so empowering. You don't have to get permission from anybody.
Right. And also empowering to have income. You know, I always think about the statement by John Lennon that said, I can write myself a swimming pool, which, you know, a lot of people don't always understand. I mean, I did not understand it. And what it means is that if he wanted a swimming pool, he could write a song that would pay for it.
Exactly.
And here we can create a photograph and then market it properly and pay for the swimming pool if that's what we want. I mean, you know, I'm not so much into swimming pools, but, you know, that's the technique.
Well, remember what Sugar Ray said on The Contender? Every brick?
Every brick of my house is a punch.
A punch.
Yeah, and I think we have quite a few stones on the facet of this house, and I think that each stone is a photograph. but I would add one twist to that. I would say that each stone is a photograph well marketed.
Yes.
Because otherwise, they would not have bought the stones, right? They would have bought something very different, right? So we're going to stop there. But again, there is a free offer. There is a special offer for the Marketing Mastery Workshop on DVD available on my site, and there is a link on my homepage. So go to my homepage. It's beautiful-landscape.com. And you can find that special offer right now. And as a owner of the Marketing Mastery Workshop on DVD, you get access to all the free updates and the updates area as soon as you get the DVD, immediately after placing your order.
Sounds good.
So now we're going to record part 3 of our update, right?
Yes.